Armstrong wasn't entitled to the bonuses because he used PEDs when he won the Tour de France. Derek Jeter says he wants to return to the Yankees as soon as possible, and he's made that clear to GM Brian Cashman. He broke his ankle last October and so far has played in three minor league rehab games with AAA Scranton.
Valvoline with next-gen technology, specially designed to provide unsurpassed protection for today's hotter running, higher compression engines, and made with 50% recycled motor oil. Finally, performance meets environment. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
What's Charlie yelling about?
He's watching a stock car race.
I didn't know he was into racing.
Oh, yeah. Big time now that he entered the Quicken Loans Bring It Home sweepstakes.
Quicken Loans Bring It Home sweepstakes?
Yeah. Every time Ryan Newman finishes a race in the top five, Quicken Loans will make a monthly mortgage payment for five lucky winners.
I want to enter.
Well, here. Just go to QLRacing.com and sign up. Look.
Hey, that was easy. I'm in. Come on, Ryan. Mama needs a mortgage payment.
Be sure to enter the Quicken Loans Bring It Home sweepstakes at QLRacing.com. If Ryan Newman finishes in a top five race position, Quicken Loans will make a mortgage payment for five lucky winners. It's one more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Price up to $2,000. No purchase necessary. Ends November 16th, 2013 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 years or older. To enter and for official rules, go to QLRacing.com. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Everyone, welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show, live from the U.S. Senior Open. Doug did it with you here at the 34th Annual Senior Open at the Omaha Country Club. And back in studio again today, my co-host Jim Lang. And as we get ready to bring you more coverage of the U.S. Open, we're going to hear from Gary Koch. He has qualified for the first time since 2003. Of course, you know Gary from some work on television with NBC, and he's slated to work Saturday and Sunday on NBC in the final two rounds. Of course, he's hoping to make the cut good enough that he doesn't have to worry about that. I remember, what was it, Tom Watson was supposed to be helping out ABC at the British Open, and he kept making the cut, and of course, darn near won the thing here just a handful of years ago. And so Gary Koch, he's actually paired with Peter Jacobson, who's in the same boat, so they're playing together. Of course, they work together for NBC. We'll hear a couple comments from him. Also today, our 12 teams in 12 days finish. We'll focus on the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Marcus Fuller of the St. Paul Pioneer Press will join us at the bottom of the hour. Also, some special guests here from the tent here, the media center. They're going to be having some actual players coming in and chatting today about what's going to be going on. Peter Horovin is the first Jamaican to make it into a senior open, and he is up at the podium at 12 noon. Rocco Mediate will speak with us at 12:30 today. His press conference will be today at 12:30, and we'll listen in to that as well. Tomorrow, Bernhard Langer, Fred Couples, Kenny Perry, Tom Watson, as they continue to roll in. And Jimmy, good morning. It's a lot busier here today than it was yesterday at this time.
Yeah, I figured it was. I'll bet you it would be absolutely amazing. Now, a lot of the guys are probably still out there playing. Is that correct right now?
Oh, yeah, they're going to be playing all day, and it is probably going to be the most brutal day of the week temperature-wise. And just out there, actually none of the guys yet, like yesterday, got a chance to catch up with Fred Funk, the guys that teed off 7 o'clock, 7:30. It's military day. They had some special performances, special ceremonies before the first group went off today. Rocco Media, Hale Irwin, Thames, and Eichelberger, and they had not finished up yet. We were hoping to get a quick chat with one of those gentlemen, but they had not finished up yet. So yesterday, the first group was done in about 3.5 hours. Today, they're going off the first tee, they're going off the 10th tee, and there are a ton of players out there. Mark O'Mara, Steve Elkington, Mark Calcavecchia, they're all out on there. Peter Jacobson, Scott Simpson, on the senior tour are out there. A lot of the local guys, the qualifiers, they're out there as well. And then later this afternoon, Bernhard Langer is back out there again. You'll have Duffy Waldorf out there, Dr. Gil Morgan, Scott Hoke, Kenny Perry. They're all among those that are going to tee off a little bit later today, as is Jeff Sluman, Freddie Couples, Jay Haas. They're out there. Colin Montgomery, got a chance to see him warm up a little bit. He's going to be coming up later on to give his thoughts. This will be his first senior championship tour event as far as a major goes. And so Colin Montgomery, kind of one of those guys that everybody wants to watch.
Yeah, you know, Gary Koch, you talked about him. He was in an article. Stu Pospisil had an article in the World Herald, and there was about 8,000 people yesterday that came out, and he just says that's tremendous. You know, they were just really pleased with the crowd that came to Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah, they're again anticipating 150,000, and I'll tell you again, seeing a lot of local flavor here today. A lot of folks that we've known that either live in the Tri-Cities or have in the past, getting a chance to chat with them, and a lot of people I have noticed, Jim, are coming down for one day, maybe two. A lot of the folks from our area that I've talked to are not coming down for an extended stay, which I don't even know how to think about that, because I think a lot of people do that for the College World Series too. They come down for a day, maybe they stay overnight, but I really haven't heard anybody that's coming down for the entire week. Either they came down for a practice round or two, or they're going to be here for a couple of days this weekend. But the one thing, they may not be staying for the whole week or more than 2 days, but they're definitely coming down.
Hey, you know, back in like 78, I think the International started in Denver. You know, that was about that right around that year. And a buddy of mine went down, and he flew from Kearney to Denver and just spent one night. So he just went like Friday, Saturday, or Saturday, Sunday. I can't remember what he did, and then came back the next day. So you're right. A lot of those people don't go for all 4 days. They just go to one or two games, or, you know, again, you know, one or two matches or whatever you're going to do. Like you said, not the whole week.
Folks, love to have you be a part of the show today. Your questions, your thoughts, maybe you have something that we can answer here at the U.S. Senior Open. If you've got a question, go ahead and give us a buzz, 888-455-ESPN. That's the Bruce Furniture fan line, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox at any time, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can Facebook us at ESPN Superstation. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. Merritt Lawson, our producer today. Jim Langen in studio. Doug Duda with you here in Omaha at the Country Club for the 34th annual U.S. Senior Open. We've also got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming your way a little bit later on in the program. As I wonder, what will we be dealing with? Football? Or will it be golf? Or will we have a potpourri of questions again today? So we've got that coming up later on in the program. A couple of other notes. The NBA starting to move some product out there. We've also got more on the Aaron Hernandez saga, which you've heard most of the morning on Mike and Mike and Colin Cowherd. So no real reason to continue to beat that story. But you've got a lot of deals going on in the NBA. And then you've got the World University Games going on, where the United States women, with Jordan Hooper of Nebraska, 8 points, 8 rebounds yesterday in their big win. They play again today at 11:30. And then the U.S. men, who have McDermott from Creighton will be playing tomorrow against Sweden. They're already 2-0 after he got 23 points and 10 rebounds yesterday. So me and Jimmy, there's a lot of basketball going on. Again, locally this week, Miss Basketball takes off.
That's right. Hey, Doug, I do have a couple questions for you. I've got a couple text messages already. And one of them says, the question was, if you could meet one senior golfer and you could meet with them and go ahead and interview them, which one would it be?
Oh, man. There are so many. You look at this list, and there's so many just cool people. There's just so many cool people that are here. Again, I want to watch Colin Montgomery play some golf, and not that I'm a number one fan, but you got Hal Sutton that is here. I think he would be a cool interview. Peter Jacobson, cool interview. Then you're talking about, is it cool interview or cool people that you'd like to meet? Tom Watson. Okay, I'll say Tom Watson.
There you go. Okay, next question you got. This is kind of a different type of question. It's a senior tour question for you. If you were playing in the tournament, the guy said, here's the question they have. Would you feel comfortable hitting a driver without risking the death of a spectator? Don't have to answer the question.
I don't know how. I don't know how any amateur could feel comfortable with the galleries as close as they are when the pros are playing. Driver, maybe, because all you got to do is get it about 50 yards down and then they can see the ball coming down the way and get out of the way. I mean, the pros hit people. Other clubs, I wouldn't be so, you know, the par threes, you might want to stay away from those greens. I have a tendency to not hit many of those.
Hey, the Royals hang on to beat the Yankees last night, Doug. It was tough to watch because in the seventh, eighth, and ninth innings, the Yankees were always getting the tying run to the plate and looked like they were going to score. We held them to one run, but I saw in the paper that Luis Mendoza is now out of the starting rotation and they're bringing in Bruce Chinn to take that over. What's your thoughts?
Well, Chinn was in and out of that rotation. He was supposed to be the last man in. Ned Yost and that staff have made significant changes in the pitching rotation as of late. And, I mean, Luke Hochaver's coming in out of the bullpen now, and he didn't have any success in the ninth inning last night. Seven pitches, two guys on. Then they have to go bring in the closer who does – Holland does a great job to get out of it. The Yankees actually had bases loaded with nobody out in the ninth, and Holland's able to pitch out of that, gave up the single to load him, and then pitched out of it without giving up a run. So, you know, you're wondering why maybe the Royals struggled a little bit and some of its offense. But, you know, Hochaver and Chinn, two of your big-time starters here over the last handful of years, they're not starters anymore. And they're still on the team, so they think there's some value to them, and they're not in Omaha, and they haven't been traded, but they just – Royals never did have guys that could go long. Hochaver got to the fifth. We said that all the time. He could take a no-hitter into the sixth and then not make it through the sixth inning.
Yeah, that's fine. Isn't that right? Hey, I think that's a good move. I think Mendoza's had enough chances. I mean, they gave up five runs against Cleveland the other day after two innings, and I think it's time for the move. Let's let Chinn have another shot at it.
Well, here's the bottom line. Royals beat Yankees. That's all that matters. Royals beat Yankees.
Hey, Zach Greinke yesterday for the Dodgers. Has a sacrifice bunt, goes 2-for-2, thrown 104 pitches after seven innings. In the eighth inning, Zach Greinke is going to be done pitching. But they don't pull him. They let him bat. He singles up the middle and, you know, and goes 3-for-3. He's batting like 350, Doug. Zach Greinke's batting at like 350 for the year.
Who does that? I mean, can you remember the last time that a pitcher got left in a ball game? Left in a ball game just to hit when he wasn't pitching? I mean, sometimes they'll bring a pitcher in when you get into that 15th, 16th innings to hit. But you don't ever see a guy stay in the nine hole. I mean, what does that say about what you got on the bench?
Yeah, and that just amazing. Plus, he's having a good day. And I think the Dodgers had like 17 hits last night. So, yeah, it wasn't like anybody was having any trouble getting a hit and getting on base.
Seeing some good baseball heading towards the All-Star break. And, of course, the All-Star game Tuesday, 1 week from today, right here on ESPN Radio. New York Mets hosting it. And Alex Gordon, of course, among the many players that will be competing in that All-Star game. Speaking of All-Star games, tonight, Jimmy, it is the Cornhusker League All-Star game. And last night, some pretty good baseball for the Cornhusker League championships. But tonight, Ryder Park hosting that All-Star game.
Yep, that's going on. And we've got four kids from Kearney going up, and I think five from Hastings playing in it. So, yeah, it'll be a cool night here in Grand Island.
You got the plate?
No, I'm not working the game. You know, isn't that something? Tim Higgins pulls me off the game. I don't know what he's doing. He's supposed to be he was in my wedding, and he pulls me off the game.
Well, last night, Lincoln Pius, which it goes by Sandhills Publishing in Lincoln, beat the Hastings Johnson Imperial Juniors 10-2 for the Cornhusker League Championship at Duncan Field. They outhit Hastings 13-5. And then in that senior game, Lincoln Pius, which is Union Bank, won the Cornhusker League Championship 2-1 over Grand Island Home Federal, limiting Home Federal to just three hits in the ball game. And so tonight, Ryder Park in Grand Island, Hastings 5 points, has Xander Schmidt, Matt Karloff, and Mason Spilnick. And you have the Kearney kids there, Jimmy. Who are the Kearney kids that are in again?
Well, let's see. I think Matt Moore, Hunter King is. Let me think here off the top of my head. Trying to think who else was in that thing.
Pacheco was one of them.
Yep, Pacheco's in. And, hey, the guy that's batting fourth that's been batting about 600, Heemstra.
Oh, man. Sure, believe? I mean, you look at the athleticism in that family. That's, you know, you got to wonder where Mitch found a way to become such a good athlete.
What do you want me to say about that? I think his dad was a heck of an athlete. I don't know his mom very well, but his dad was a heck of an athlete.
All of it came from the mother's side. There's no doubt about that. But again, tonight, the Cornhusker League All-Star game is at Ryder Park in Grand Island, and that gets underway at 7 o'clock. So that's what's going on there. Kind of jumping all over the place here early on, former Husker Teron Liu is now part of the coaching staff of the L.A. Clippers. He'd been with the Boston Celtics. Got a chance yesterday. Eric Piatkowski and his dad were here. were here at the Omaha Country Club in the senior open practice round, and we chatted for quite some time watching guys tee off on number one and just chatting about a variety of things. And we've had Pike on the show before, and we know him a little bit through our connections with Andy Markowski, of course, former Husker basketball player, and he played with Troy, the younger brother of Eric. But Piatkowski goes, yeah, he goes, I'm looking to do a little scouting, maybe even some recruiting for the Husker basketball team. He goes, I don't mind that. I love traveling a little bit. He goes, might be getting back into doing some radio or television basketball work for the Huskers or area networks, maybe Big Ten Network. He didn't say that specifically, but there's enough games out there where he could work them. But he did say that he continues to get mistaken for Matt Davison and Darren Erstad.
He does.
I guess it's because of a lack of hair. I don't know.
That's something there. Hey, that is interesting how some of the Nebraska players have gone on with the career and are in the broadcasting business.
Well, they're doing some good things, and always enjoyed Pike. And we were talking about how much tougher getting ready for the television is than the radio, because they're always talking in that earpiece. He goes, that was one of the things that surprised me, but that's for another day. Let's see. What do we got here? Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Mark says, really? It surprises you that people don't come for the whole U.S. Senior Open with as busy as everyone is, kids' activities, vacations. Who can afford to take days off from work to go watch golf? Obviously, Mark, not a golf fan. And again, that's the 50-50 deal here. People are either all in or they will watch the big events or they have no interest in the sport at all. And we'll be talking some football here in just a few minutes at the bottom of the hour with Marcus Fuller of the St. Paul Pioneer Press as we continue our 12 teams in 12 days with the Minnesota Golden Gophers. We're going to take a break here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Remind you that we're going to be on the road again next Monday. Jimmy, I'm going to have you come up to Meadowlark Hills with me. Matt Prash and the gang with the Fairways and Greens and what the work they do with their adoption agencies. We've been up there the last handful of years. Their golf scramble is Monday at Meadowlark Hills. Gets underway at 10 a.m. We'll have our show from 11 to 12, recapping the Senior Open, recapping the weekend in sports, continuing our 12 teams in 12 days. We welcome producer Jeff back to the show on Monday. We'll recap the hot dog eating contest, and, of course, we'll be talking about their organization up at Meadowlark Hills on Monday. So, Jimmy, really looking forward to that. I'll have a lawn chair for you.
Hey, perfect. I didn't know what – this is really good news. I didn't know what I was going to do on Monday, and now I know.
I know how you hate the sun, so I wanted to get you out of the studio.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Be back with more right after this.
You ever just want to escape ordinary? You know what I'm talking about, with the wife always on your tail, the kids running around like a bunch of wild turkeys, the same old routine day in and day out. When you're ready to escape ordinary, just head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's the best place to hang out with your buds, have a great bite to eat, and an ice cold beer while you watch all your favorite sports. When it's time to escape ordinary, head over to Cunningham's Journal, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Look, kid, never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit Grainger.com/toughguy for details.
Every month, Napa has been bringing incredible savings to me and you. This month, they continue their streak of great deals. Hey, when has buying a battery ever been an act of charity? This July at Napa, get up to $25 mail-in rebate on Napa batteries, starters, and alternators. And for each rebate redeemed, Napa will make a donation to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Give something back when you get something back at your local Napa. Show you care. Buy a battery. Visit Napa online for details. Offer expires.
Got something on your mind?
Just my own little opinion.
You want to make a point that won't wait.
You guys stink.
Then you found the right place. Drop a line.
It is something that's intangible, and there's not a word for
to
it.
To the Dead Popper inbox.
This guy had the greatest career of any player ever. I think you have to respect him for that.
That's Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com 2011 and beyond.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. Some isolated thunderstorms are possible with highs into the upper 90s. Winds turning throughout the day, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, a few isolated storms linger early on, a low of 67. Right now, 82.
I'm feeling like a star, you can't stop my shine. I'm floating cloud nine, my head's in the sky. I'm solo, I'm riding solo, I'm riding solo, I'm riding solo.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here on the Tuesday edition. Doug Duda, Jim Lang, and folks, don't forget, get registered for the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest in the air-conditioned confines of the Hilltop Mall in Kearney, and you can get signed up at ESPNSuperstation.com. The entry form is there. That'll get you into the hot dog eating contest. It talks about some of the great prizes that we are having and giving away, better than we've ever had before. And again, as we've mentioned over the last few shows, we have really kind of reached our max. A lot of people, and we love it, show up on Friday out of the blue, fill out the waiver, and sit down and eat hot dogs. And that is perfectly fine. But we want to make sure that you don't get turned away, because we can only prepare so many outstanding Troutman's quality hot dogs. And we want to make sure that there's enough to get through the contest. And so we're in that 20 to 22 range the last couple of years. And so if you want to get signed up, go to ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com, and fill out your entry form, and we'll get you going for Friday. You just need to be at the Hilltop Mall by 11 o'clock. Ours is a little different than what they do on the 4th of July at Coney Island. You get 30 minutes to eat as many of those bigger Troutman's hot dogs as you can put down, and the winner wins some great prizes, and we've got gifts for everybody that participates. So looking forward to you joining us Friday at the Hilltop Mall for our annual hot dog eating contest. And of course, don't forget that we have also got to Troutman's Tuesday trivia with your chance maybe to win a $25 gift card and pick up some hot dogs or whatever fits your plate coming up later on in the show today. Also, want to remind you that later this week on the Doug and Daddy Show, Thursday, Phil Steele is going to be joining us. He has the number one college football publication when it comes to taking care of the last 15 years. Phil Steele will join us first thing Thursday here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we are looking forward to that. But, Jimmy, you know, yesterday our preview took us over to Purdue, and just the way the draw goes today, Minnesota. And when we talk Minnesota football here in a little bit, they're going to have their hands full as well.
Yeah, they are. You know, I'll tell you what, they went, I think, they won two games the first year under Coach Jerry Kill, and then last year they went 6-7, and they really caught some breaks. You know, they won in double overtime or triple overtime against UNLV the very first game last year, you know, which was a huge win for them. It kind of got them on a little bit of a roll. And then, boy, when they played Nebraska, they did not look very good at all. In fact, I think they had 60 total yards after three quarters last year against the Huskers, one of our better games.
Yeah, and they started the year 4-0 by winning all their non-conference games. And then after that, they really kind of got beat up, and they only won two more games, and that was Purdue and Illinois, who are projected to be the bottom two teams in the leaders division this year. They did get to go to a bowl game and play Texas Tech tough before losing 34-31. But Jerry Kill, a very likable coach. He has been nothing but great the last 2 years when we've talked to him at Big Ten Media Days. Been outstanding. And this is the kind of guy you can root for. And but who are they going to surpass? Nebraska, Michigan, Michigan State, Northwestern? I mean, can they be better than Iowa? I mean, that's about the only thing you're looking at right there. And their non-conference schedule, again, is nothing too tough. UNLV, New Mexico State, Western Illinois, San Jose State. And then they start with Iowa, maybe the only conference game that they will be considered anywhere close to a favorite. And then after that, for those first five games at home, and then they have three of their next four on the road, and the only home game between October 5th and November 9th, the only home game is Nebraska.
Yeah, you're right. When I look at that schedule that they have, they have UNLV and then at New Mexico State, Western Illinois, a team they should beat easily, and then they play San Jose State. And San Jose State was good last year. I don't know if you remember that, Doug, but they had a pretty good team last year. And then they take on Iowa. So they could, when they're looking at their schedule, they have five games there that are kind of winnable. Then they got to play at Michigan, at Northwestern, Nebraska. They go to Indiana, and that's kind of an interesting deal. Minnesota and Indiana, that they've played the home team in the last 11 games is 10-1. You know, so whoever the home team is seems to win that game. And then they end up with Penn State, Wisconsin, and Michigan State. So you're exactly right. They're going to have some success early.
Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question for the day. Yesterday's cooler question is, what impact will Dwight Howard have joining the Houston Rockets? And 67% of you said it'll make him a top four seed. 33% says, well, maybe 5-8. They'll be a top eight seed, but not necessarily a big time number four seed. Nobody thought that just getting Dwight Howard was going to make them the favorite in the West. Right now, let's take a look with that signing and extension of Victor Cruz for the New York Giants yesterday. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question is, who do you think is the best wide receiver tandem in the National Football League? Is it Victor Cruz and Akeem Nicks of the Giants? Is it Wes Welker and Demaryius Thomas of the Denver Broncos? Is it Julius Jones and Roddy White of the Falcons? Or is it Dez Bryant and Austin of the Cowboys, Miles Austin of the Cowboys? So is it Cruz and Nicks Giants, Thomas Welker Broncos, Jones White Falcons, Bryant Austin Cowboys, or is it somebody else that we're leaving off? You can email us that, and we will bring you all of that on tomorrow's show, let you know how it goes. But you can vote on ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. You got somebody you want to vote for there, Jimmy?
Yeah, you know, I like the guy that's throwing the ball from the Denver Broncos. I can't think of his name. He's a quarterback. But, you know, even if he's throwing to you and I, you and I may not even be open, but able to hit us a couple times, and he might stick us where we might be able to catch it. So you and I is a tandem as long as he's throwing it to us.
Well, you know, numerous people would expect me to say Austin and Brian of the Cowboys, who I love. But I'm going to vote Jones and White Falcons. Jones and White Falcons, that's going to be my vote. You can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Marcus Fuller of the St. Paul Pioneer Press to talk Minnesota Golden Gopher football, our 12 teams in 12 days, right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Right now at the Home Depot, you can get whole home basic carpet installation for just $37, which means it's never been easier to cover your whole home with SoftSpring, our softest and most durable carpet ever, now with 24 new styles. Say goodbye to your old floors with whole home carpet installation for just $37. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 24th on basic installation. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Every month, Napa has been bringing incredible savings to me and you. This month, they continue their streak of great deals. Hey, when has buying a battery ever been an act of charity? This July at Napa, get up to $25 mail-in rebate on Napa batteries, starters, and alternators. And for each rebate redeemed, Napa will make a donation to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Give something back when you get something back at your local Napa. Show you care. Buy a battery. Visit Napa online for details. Offer expires 7.
Farmers, now is the time to beat the heat with the best value purchase of a T&L pivot system. Maximize your production in dry conditions with the best water distribution covering your crops and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L or your local T&L dealer today. You can also check them out online at TLIRR.com. Get T&L's proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. Some isolated thunderstorms are possible with highs into the upper 90s. Winds turning throughout the day, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, a few isolated storms linger early on, a low of 67. Right now, 82.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the Tuesday edition from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and for the month of July, Midway has over 100 new vehicles, all makes on the lot that qualify for additional discounts on top of the rebates and the Midway discount that you already get, plus you're still going to get that $500 gas card. There is no better time to purchase a new vehicle than the month of July. Get you ready for the second half of 2013. Maybe you're in the market for a pre-owned vehicle for that youngster that just received their driver's license, learner's permit, going off to college, need that vehicle. It's convenient for you. They also have a great lot full of pre-owned vehicles. Some of them are certified pre-owned, which get the Midway guarantees. And you can check that all out online at thinkmidway.com. You can see their entire inventory, special coupons. If you want to bring in your car for some work at the service shop with their top-of-the-line technicians, they send them to schools constantly so that they are not up to date only on the items that they sell, but all vehicles that you might bring in so that maybe you don't have a Chevrolet Buick Cadillac or Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, but you can see how they fix up your vehicle. And then when it is time to get a brand new or pre-owned car or truck, you'll know Midway will take care of you just as well. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and at thinkmidway.com. Like them on Facebook for your chance to win a pair of season tickets to Nebraska football this year. And I believe we're ready for 12 teams in 12 days.
It's that time, 12 teams in 12 days, leading you up to Big Ten Media Days, July 24th and 25th in Chicago. We'll preview a different team each day. We'll head to the Legends Division for today's team.
Minnesota.
The Golden Gophers.
It's time for 12 teams in 12 days now on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And let's talk a little Golden Gopher football. Doug Duda along with Jim Langan, and we welcome in from the St. Paul Pioneer Press, Marcus Fuller. Marcus, thanks so much for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you, and are you ready to talk a little football?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely always ready to talk a little Gopher football. You know, it seems like it's an eternity from when the season ends in December and when the season starts up again, you know, August, but there's been a lot going on off season recruiting wise, and they had a good spring, so I'm definitely ready. It should be exciting.
Is this going to be a down year for Minnesota Golden Gopher football because they're not expected to be quite as high? They lost a couple of superstars from last year's team, yet I can't find one person that doesn't love Jerry Kill either as a person or as a coach, and everybody seems like they've got it going in the right direction. But sometimes that third year in can show up when you take over a job and maybe you didn't get the recruiting class that you wanted. This might be the year that shows up. What are your thoughts on this third year for Jerry Kill?
When you came in and he took over the job, if you saw the previous programs that he took over and turned around, year three was always the year that things started to look up, and they even started to compete at a championship level. And, you know, this is a move that you know, he's never made before to this point in at the Big Ten level. So to expect in year three for them to compete for a division championship, obviously out of the question. But when you see a down year, I don't think you know, for Gopher football, making a bowl game, which they're projected to do, could be considered a down year. I think right now, you know, they've sort of leveled off. I think this is a, you know, five or six win, possibly seven win team. And when you look at some of the losses that they've had, especially on the defensive side, you know, they'll be hard to recover from that. But they do bring some talent back. And I think they'll be competitive in their division. And they have a non-conference schedule that sets up pretty well for them to win four games. And, you know, that puts them in a good position to make the postseason. And at this point for this program, I think that's a successful year.
Hey, this is Jim Langan. And I watched the Minnesota-Texas Tech game last year. And what a tough loss for Minnesota. I mean, outplayed Texas Tech the entire game. Your thoughts?
You know, when you look at the defense that the Gophers had last year, they gave up a lot of yards in the running game, struggled at the line of scrimmage, but they had a lot of athleticism in the secondary, and teams that loved to pass the ball, they had more success with. And once they hit the Big Ten, it was more, you know, grind out. They faced a lot of teams that were running the ball, and, you know, they struggled with that, not as physical as Minnesota teams have been in the past. And, you know, when you look at the non-conference, they played a lot of teams that were pass-heavy spread teams. And, you know, I think that Texas Tech was a good matchup for them in the bowl game. You know, they had some mistakes that they made. Were not able to capitalize on some turnovers. You know, and that cost them the game in the end. But you're right about the fact that they outplayed Texas Tech. You know, it was a game that a lot of people thought they had. And it was unfortunate because, you know, this program's not won a bowl game in a long time. And, you know, I think one bowl win is what they need to kind of take the next step in the program. And, you know, if they make the postseason this year, another opportunity will be right there for them.
Well, obviously, you've had some work there at the quarterback position. Whether you've got the quarterback moving to wide receiver or running back, it's time maybe to settle that position down. We're talking with Marcus Fuller of the St. Paul Pioneer Press. What is the quarterback position and the race look like this year?
Right now, there's no race. They have a true sophomore in Philip Nelson, who started the last half of the season. They threw him in a tough situation in the game at Wisconsin. The kid's actually from Madison and went to a lot of Wisconsin games growing up. His father went to Madison, and, you know, you throw a kid in the Big Ten for his first start, let alone from where he grew up. A lot of kids would probably not want to start another game for the Gophers. But he had some success in that game. You know, they didn't win, but he ended up leading them to a bowl appearance that year, and really struggled at the end of the year with his passing. But in the bowl game, I think he showed some signs of his potential. He's a mobile quarterback, but he loves to sit in the pocket also and show off his arm. Problem is that he doesn't have many receivers to throw to this year. He's going to have to figure out who his go-to targets are. And there's no real, right now there's no real solid five starters for their offensive line. And so once those two areas, you know, kind of come into form in fall camp, I think, you know, the quarterback play will definitely improve this year. But like you said, you need someone to block for him, and you need someone to catch the ball. And I think right now those are big question marks for the Gophers.
Hey, Marcus, you're definitely right on that Phil Nelson. I watched him play that bowl game, and I was really impressed with him. I thought he was one of the better quarterbacks I saw during the bowls. Hey, another question for you. I see this. You got an award, the Gary Tinsley Award, and I don't know if I said his last name correct or not, but could you let our listeners kind of know a little bit about that?
Gary was a player that is a linebacker for the Gophers who passed away during the spring a couple of years ago, and it was just a tragic case where he had a heart condition that no one knew about, and you know, he was a kid that started for them, was a leader for them in the last couple of years. He actually went through some issues off the field earlier in his career, but he was able to turn his career around and kind of his life around and kind of dedicated himself to being a better person, better leader, and he was just the real inspiration for a lot of the players and including the new coaching staff when Jerry Kill took over. And to see him, lose his life there at a young age, and you know, possibly a pro career ahead of him, not getting to fulfill that opportunity. It really sent a message throughout the whole team, you know, that life's unpredictable, and that they definitely need to make sure that they make the most of not only their time on the football field, but their time off of it as well. And so they created that award, and it's something that inspires them every time they step on the field, and I think it did a lot for them last season, helped them make a bowl game.
You know, I saw where it said some of the players, his number was 51, and some of the players would take turns wearing that number, you know, in his dedication. They said they really played lights out when they wore that number.
The linebackers, I can't imagine having to go through a situation like that as a team. But, you know, some of those players at the same position, you know, they knew him so well. He was out there working out with them constantly, and his leadership was strong. And so anytime, you know, a kid wore that number going out on the field, you know, carried a heavy heart, but at the same time, you know, he was, it seemed like that kid was making plays, you know, left and right. And, you know, I think that Gary, his presence will be felt this year as well. I'm not sure if they're going to continue to use the number 51 and rotate that through the linebackers, but it's something that definitely was an inspiration for them last year, and it helped them play at a higher level.
Talking with Marcus Fuller, St. Paul Pioneer Press, our 12 teams in 12 days, focusing on the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Off the field, I'm reading here that Lamonte Edwards was dismissed from the team a couple of weeks ago. Is that a big thing at all, and have there been any other off-the-field problems that they've had to deal with this spring?
In years past, under the last coach, Tim Brewster, there it seemed like every other day there was something else going on off the field, but you know, this year the Lamonte Edwards situation was one of the only instances that have come up and have been sort of a distraction, off-season distraction for the team. Lamonte was a talented player. He was a four-star recruit out of Minnesota high school here, and Tim Brewster really had a lot of expectations for this kid, but on offense, he was recruited as a running back, and it just didn't work out for him there. And Jerry Kill tried to rotate him in with the linebackers, and like I said, he had a lot of potential because of his athleticism, but you know, there was no telling what kind of impact he was going to have this year. But to just lose a kid that was that highly thought of coming out of Minnesota, coming out of high school here, is something that they'll definitely miss. And it's unfortunate because two of the kids in that same class in 2010, Jimmy Jeury and Lamonte Edwards, two four-star recruits out of Minnesota, are no longer playing with the team. Jimmy Jeury had a concussion issue and had to quit football. So that right there, you know, it sets you back when two of your top players out of Minnesota high school a couple of years ago, who were definite starters this year, are not playing.
You were talking about it, and I apologize if I'm repeating what you may have said earlier, but you were talking about needing somebody to catch the football this year. I'm reading on your website that Andre McDonald might be a kid that comes back. What is his situation?
Andre was another recruit out of Minnesota that at the time was a top kid, top senior out of Hopkins High School. He had offers from a lot of top Big Ten schools, and I committed to Vanderbilt. And when he decided to come back to Minnesota, that he was kind of thought of as Philip Nelson's go-to guy for the next 3 years. And they played him as a true freshman. He went through some medical issues and early on, and then off-the-court issues that forced him not to play in the bowl game. And, you know, I've heard that he's starting to get his head on straight. And he's back in school, and his athleticism, I mean, he'd step on the field right now and be their best athlete at wide receiver. 6'2", 200 pounds, can go up and get the ball. He's a big-time deep threat. So I think, you know, anytime you can add that kind of talent to your receiving corps, that's going to help Philip Nelson tremendously. And he already has a relationship with Andre. So if you see him here at fall camp coming up, I think that's going to be a big addition for that offense.
If you were going to
– Go ahead, Jimmy.
Okay. I was going to say, if there's one strong area for Minnesota football right now, other than the quarterback, which I think your quarterback's going to be fine, but is there one other area where you think you're fairly deep at, and like the defensive line or anything?
You know, that's a good point, the defensive line. You know, last year they struggled a lot because I think that you had some guys that were playing, that were starting full-time for the first time, and they just weren't you know, ready for the grind and the physicality that the Big Ten brings. And this year, they're ready for that. There were some younger guys that got a lot of playing time and started to perform better at the end of the year. And they have a senior, Rashid Hageman, 6'6", 310 pounds, who is one of the freakiest athletes that you'll see in college football. The kid that has a 37-inch vertical jump, can 360 slam dunk. He runs a 4.7, 4.8, and you know, he's the strongest player on the football team. It's not one of the strongest players in the Big Ten. And you know, if you put all that together, all that physical talent together, and he's a senior now, so he's been able to develop at his position. He's a former tight end. He's going to be a first-round pick material. And so anytime you have that kind of presence on the defensive line and some other young talented players that have gotten experience, expectations are going to be high. And if you can control the line of scrimmage in the Big Ten, you're going to put yourself in a position to win a lot of games.
Just a couple seconds left here with Marcus Fuller, the St. Paul Pioneer Press, as we preview Minnesota in our 12 teams in 12 days. Speaking of that defensive line, I mean, the man that we're going to have to watch for Minnesota is Rashid Hageman. Tell us a little bit about this monster.
Rashid is a former tight end, like I said, All-American tight end on high school in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. And one of the reasons why, it's ironic, one of the reasons why he chose to play for Minnesota and not some of the other top schools in the country was because they were going to allow him to play tight end. And Tim Brewster tried it, and he saw his gifts, and like a lot of other teams did. His future was going to be on the defense, and they tried him at defensive end. At the time, he was already 6'6" and 280 pounds trying to play defensive end, and it didn't work out for him. too technical at that position. And now, you know, in the past 2 years, he's been playing defensive tackle. And, you know, he made a lot of plays at the beginning of last year in non-conference. Didn't carry over too much into the Big Ten because he started to get a lot of double teams, triple teams. But I think in the offseason, he's working a lot on his technique and trying to deal with the pressure. And you're going to see a different player this year. And like I said, there's a lot of other players on the line that have more experience. They'll take some of the pressure off of him. But this is a kid that's the strongest, most athletic, 6'6", 310-pound player that you're going to see. And he can make a lot of money on at the next level if he has a solid Big Ten season. And I think that's what a lot of people are expecting him to do.
Marquise Gray, people will remember him from last year, went with an undrafted free agent signing with the Niners. Is he still with them, and what do you expect out of him? Does he have a football future?
A lot of people really are supporting Marquise and think that he has a chance to make the team. You know, I think that he feels like he has been very highly underrated as a quarterback. He wants to show that he can play quarterback. He wanted to do it when he was at Minnesota. Unfortunately, you know, never was able to stay healthy enough and was never able to get the right opportunity. I think they'll give every chance that they can give him at quarterback. But I think his future might be just as a not only a wildcat threat, but maybe a receiver. He showed at one point to have, one of the most talented receivers in the Big Ten. Not only his size, but his speed and his athleticism. And I think, you know, if he maybe gets his weight down a little bit, they want him to play tight end for a little while, and I don't think he's a tight end, but if he gets his weight down a little bit, then I could see him maybe contributing or at least getting on the team as a receiver in the future.
Well, he's full of knowledge, and we sure appreciate the time from Marcus Fuller of the St. Paul Pioneer Press. Our boss is a big-time Minnesota Golden Gopher fan from way back in the 60s and loves going to at least one game a year up there. So I know he was interested in finding out more about the Golden Gophers and following what's going on in the St. Paul Pioneer Press. Marcus, thanks so much for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hope to see you in Chicago later this month.
All right, no problem, guys. Thanks.
Hey, Marcus, thanks a lot, and I really appreciate what you talked about. You got a soft place in your heart on that Gary Tinsley Award, and I really appreciate you talking and letting our listeners hear it.
Yeah, no problem. It did catch me up kind of off guard for a minute, but, yeah, anytime that anybody wants to hear about Tinsley, I do have a lot to say about the kid. I covered him for five years, so, you know, I mean, he's going to be remembered here for a long time.
You bet. Hey, thanks again. I really appreciate it.
That's Marcus Fuller, St. Paul Pioneer Press, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show with our 12 teams in 12 days on ESPN Radio. And tomorrow, we will continue our 12 teams in 12 days with Michigan. Our buddy Mark Snyder of the Detroit Free Press. We also get a little Detroit Lions talk and Detroit Tigers talk in with Mark Snyder. He is outstanding as well. He'll talk Michigan football, which, Jimmy, let's face it, should be the biggest threat to Nebraska returning to the Big Ten championship game again. Should be Michigan, biggest game of the year at Michigan. Right now, I think it's the only game Nebraska is listed as an underdog in at Michigan this year.
Is that right? Are we listed as an underdog in that game, Doug?
Yeah.
What is the line on that? Do you know what it is on the early line? Is it like three and a half, something like that, or is it more than
that? Busting my butt here, Langan. I think it's about four.
Okay.
I do know that one of the early things I looked at as well is that it's even against Penn State.
Right.
So that's another road game, which will be their bowl game. It'll be Penn State's bowl game, and that's what will come into play there. But we'll talk Michigan tomorrow. And as far as Minnesota, again, we touched on it a little bit before chatting with Marcus. They'll open the season Thursday, August the 29th, against a UNLV team that they had to go triple overtime to beat on the road. And when you think triple overtime, you think points. It was 30-27 in triple overtime last year. Then they go to New Mexico State. They host Western Illinois and San Jose State. Then they'll begin the conference season with homecoming at home against Iowa. Good call there, Jimmy. Their other home games are Nebraska, Penn State, and Wisconsin, so they've decided to make Iowa homecoming.
Yeah, you know, it was them or Western Illinois, and I don't know who was. I would have gone with Western Illinois. Maybe have two homecomings this year.
Well, there you go. And that is what's going on with Minnesota. So, again, Michigan tomorrow. We'll have Michigan State on Thursday. We'll talk Indiana, which is supposed to be kind of the – I think last year Minnesota was supposed to be the team that took that big next step. And this year a lot of people believe that Indiana, just 2 years removed from a one-win season, has a chance to make it into a bowl game. And we'll talk with Dustin Dupirak, who we've had on the show multiple times, talk with him about Indiana baseball and basketball as well. We'll talk Indiana football on Friday during the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest. When we get done with the contest, we'll talk with Dustin. And, of course, Phil Steele joins us at the start of the show on Thursday. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, Jim's in Kearney. Doug, myself, here at Omaha Country Club, side of the 34th Annual United States Senior Open. Coming up, we'll hear from Gary Koch, who has qualified to play, and also you are more recognized probably with him these days, being in the booth with golf commentation for NBC. We'll also hear from Rocco Mediate at the bottom of the hour, extended coverage all week long here from Omaha, and we've got more special guests, plus Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Keep it right here.